Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we started with the kash of how a pivyetzo, a pivyavo, could be referring to the Sanhedrin, according to the Yerushalmi. How can that be? It's against Pshat and Pasuk. Then we said we're going to go into the inyan of Eila Mitzvahs, Shein Navar Asher L'Chadish Dover Me'ata, that a Navi is not allowed to be Mechadish anything, and Lo B'Shamayim Hi. And then through that, we're going to get to a Pshat and the Yerushalmi. Again, this is all based on the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, Perek Behei Halacha Beis, in the Torah of Moshe V'Rabbi, L'Shmo L'Zichro Tavis Kol Nefesh, HaGoyin HaGodol HaMufla VaMufla V'Rab David. אז אנחנו עכשיו נמשיך בסדרת הקושיות שפתחנו בהן בשיעור הקודם. בגוף דברי הגמרא במסכת תמורה, אז אנחנו הקראנו בשיעור הקודם את הגמרא במסכת תמורה, that we saw that halachas were forgotten. And they said to Yeshua, ask, and he was told, Lo b'shamayim hi. And he told the Jewish people, Lo b'shamayim hi, I can't ask because it's no longer in Shamayim. Shmuel, they asked Shmuel when halachas were forgotten to ask. And what did Shmuel tell them? אלה המצוות שאין עבר אחד ישתבר מעטה. אז כבר עמדו המערשה וביוניין כבשם. What do we need two different reasons for? As we have לא בשמיים היא, and we have אלה המצוות שאין עבר אחד ישתבר מעטה. We don't need two different reasons. לכאורה, it's the same thing. So why is this way? We have two different נוסחאות. Why is one נוסח לא בשמיים היא? And the Tzveitu Nusach, Eila HaMitzvahs. In the Ksavim of the Brisko Rav in Tmure, he writes that these are two different Inyanim. One is that they're Mevar Mishamayim, what are these halachas? And on that it says, Lo B'Shamayim Hi. You're not even Mevar the halachas. You have a question about certain halachas. And then in Shemayim, they clarify your confusion. That's what it means, Lo b'Shemayim hi. Shelo mevarrim me'ashemayim ma yu halachot. The second issue is that the halacha l'Moshe mi'Sinai should be given a second time al yedei nevuah. Achshav, the halacha l'Moshe mi'Sinai is given mechadash, anew, through the nevuah. And on that it says, Eila mitzvah she'ein nabi rashoi l'chadish tover me'at. That a nabi is not allowed to be mechadish anything. So these are two different things. Similarly, we have in the Torah's Nevi'im of the Maritz Chais. However, the Brisko Rav already said that the Rambam in Yesodei HaTorah 9.1 writes, Sh'atorah hi mitzvah imedes, she'kol divrei Torah mitzuvim ma'asoysam ad olam. That Torah is permanent. We have to keep the Torah forever. Ne'amar lo b'shamayim hi. And it says in the Pasuk, Lo b'shamayim hi. Halamadeta she'ein navi rashoi l'chadish dover me'ata. So you learn from this that a navi is not allowed to be mechadish anything. Ve'ein sham b'kesef mishne, she'evi divrei ha'torat kohanim b'sof parashat b'chukotai, in the Pasuk of Eila ha'mitzvahs, it learns she'ein abu rashoi l'chadish dover. So that's the makor of Ein Avar Shal Chadish Tavar, the Taris Kohanim. And what the Rambam says, Lo B'Shamayim Hi, the Kesef Mishnah brings a makor for the Rambam from famous Gemara in Bov Mitzia 59b, the Gavi the Machlokes, Rebbe Lozer Rabbonon. Rebbe Paschal came out like Rebbe Lozer, and Rebbe Yeshua stood up in his feet and he said, Torah Lav B'Shamayim Hi, Ein Mashgichin Bevaskol, and Kol Shekein She'ein Mashgichin B'Novi HaMenabe. We see in the Gemara, you're not allowed to be mashgiach b'vaskol. You don't pay any attention to a vaskol. And you're certainly not paying any attention to Navi's Manabi. So in other words, Divrei Torah is eternal, and a Navi is not mechadish anything. So Ein Navi Rashai Lechadish Davar, we have one makor for, and that Eila Mitzis Shein Navi Rashai Lechadish Davar, and then we have another makor for Loba Shemayim Hi, Gemara Bov Mitzir. Akol Panim, Mifuar Barambam, that the Inyan of Loba Shemayim Hi stated the Gabe Inabi Rashai Lechadish. Kikarain in Rambam. Rambam it says that Vinemar Loba Shemayim Hi, Halamadita Sheinavi Rashai Lechadish Dovor Meato. It says Loba Shemayim Hi that teaches us that a Navi is not allowed to be Mechadish. So you see, the Rambam doesn't distinguish between the two. The Loba Shemayim Hi teaches us Einavi Rashai Lechadish Dovor Meato. And that's not like the Bris Korov wanted to assert that these are two separate things. No. The Rambam seems to bunch them up as one. Ela sheguf divrei Rambam tzrichim eyun. Like the Lechem Mishnah asks, the Rambam doesn't bring the pasuk b'chlal of Eila HaMitzvahs. He only brings the pasuk of Lo b'shamayimi. And that's against the Sugyan Shabbos. It's against the Sugyan Megillah. It's against the Sugyan Yom. It's against the Sugyan Tmure. Brings the pasuk of Eila HaMitzvahs, not the pasuk of Lo b'shamayimi. Ayin sham b'lechem mishne, vayin b'arichus, b'sefer Yad HaMelech. Ayin sham. So why doesn't the Rambam bring the pasuk of Eila HaMitzvahs like we have in so many sugyas hashas? So we wanted to know the difference between Lo b'shamayimi and Eila HaMitzvahs. See, from the Rambam there seems to be no difference, despite the Brisker Rav's suggestion. Piskarov himself says the Rambam, you see from the Rambam, not like that. We want to know why the Rambam doesn't bring the Pasuk of Eila HaMitzvahs, like we said. The Rambam writes in Halacha Aleph, the ninth parak of Yisrael Diyat Torah, Halamat Hashem Abba Rashay Lechadish, Lefichem Yamod Ish, Bein Min HaUmois, Bein Mi Yisrael, Vaasu Oysu Moifes, Viyomer Shashem Shalacho, Lohoysif Mitzvah, Legoya Mitzvah, Lefarish Mitzvah Min HaMitzvahs, So if someone gets up, sigh from the Goyim, sigh from Klal Yisrael, and does some sort of sign, wonder, miracle, and says God sent him to add or subtract a mitzvah, to explain a mitzvah, something that we didn't hear from Moshe, or that the mitzvahs that the Jews heard are not eternal, they're only temporary. So this person's a Navi Sheker, so if anybody, Chas V'Shalom, ever countenances the veracity of Christianity, so the Rambam here says, Lo Yechol Liyot, even if one concedes that there were miracles done, which we don't concede, but even if one concedes that there was such a thing, then it doesn't matter. The Torah still applies. Somebody says not to keep the Torah, so he's a Navi Sheker. Because he's coming to contradict the Nevuah of Moshe. And he gets Misas Chenek, Al Shehezid Ledaber B'Shem Hashem, Asher Lot Sivau. Because he wantonly speaks in the name of God, but God did not command him. Umivoar, Din Novi Sheker. So what's a Novi Sheker? A Novi Sheker is somebody who is coming to contradict or add on to the Torah. Frakta Kesef Mishneh from the Rambam. The Rambam in Halacha Dalet. He writes, V'chenim okar o sh'amar b'din medinei Torah sh'shem tziva lo yadin keinu v'halacha g'divrei ploini. So you have over here a guy who just comes and says, "I'm in a shemayim. They told me a certain halacha. In a shemayim, they told me that this is the halacha. Halacha kedivrei pleini." He's also a navi sheker, and he gets chenek because he's coming to contradict the Torah that says lo b'shamayim. So not only when someone goes against the Torah and says you don't have to keep a mitzvah, or you don't have to be careful about doing an Aveira. But anybody who just says he's machriya din, he just decides a halacha, he's also an Avi Sheker. So how can the Rambam seem to say in halacha aleph that it's only when he actively contradicts the Torah, not only actively contradicts the Torah, even if he paskins based on his nevuah, he's also a Navi Sheker. As I guess if Mishnah netchak b'zeh, and look also in the Sefer Avodas HaMelech, and Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, he brings from the Rambam in his Perush HaMishnayos, in his Akdamat Yisroim, v'cheinim yoid hanovi, shakadosh Baruch Hu amar elav, shadim b'mitzvah ploini iskach, v'chi svoras ploini hi emes, yehoreg, שלא הרשינו הקדוש ברוך הוא ללמוד מן הנביאים, אלא מן החכמים, אנשי הספורויס והדאויס. If somebody is made, the Navi is made that God told him that the din in mitzvah plonis is like this, and that tzvar of plonis emes, he gets killed. Is the Rambam in his Hakdamat Yisroim. Because we're now allowed to learn from Nevi'im. We're not learning Torah from the Alpi Nevuah, we're learning from the Chachamim. Anshe asvaros vadeos, not from the Nevi'im. Arei lehedye, that it's not that a person is machriya neged haTorah. The very fact that he's misnabe about divrei Torah, that he prophesizes about divrei Torah, that itself is already a very egregious sin, which mandates the death penalty. V'shuv yikshem imashmos tvorov me'arab harambam, ve'aloch aleph, שחיב הוא רק מצד שהוא נגד מה שכוסף בתורה. So that's our issue, my rabbi say. Stira between halacha aleph and halacha dalet, between halacha aleph and the Rambam and the Perush HaMishnayos, is it only when the Navi goes against the Torah, or even if the Navi doesn't go against the Torah, just prophesying about the Torah is itself enough to mandate the death penalty. אז נראה כך, שיסוד הדין שנאמר לא בשמיים היא, אינו שאי אפשר שתבוא הכרעה משמיים, אלא עיקרו הוא שאין הכרעה זו מחייבת, אף על פי שניתנה משמיים, שההכרעה נמסרה לחכמים בדרכי המידות שהתורה נדרשת בהם, ובחוכמה, והכרעה שאינה מצד זה, אינה מחייבת בתורה. So this din of loy b'shamayim he doesn't mean that there can't be a hachro mishamayim. It just means that this hachro is not mechayev, even though it was given mishamayim. Yes, there can be a divine decision in halacha, but it's not obligatory, it doesn't obligate us. Why doesn't it obligate us? Because we're only obligated by the Chachamim who learn through Darchei HaSfarim, who learn through the Yud Gimel Midos Shatoyin Nedreshes Behem. And a Hachra that doesn't come from the Chachamim, a decision that doesn't come from the Chachamim, is not Mechayiv, doesn't obligate us. And that would appear through what Tosis writes, Yivamis 14a, Dibur Maschilo, Bav Mitzia, Netes Amar Aleph, Dibur Maschilo. And even though the Machlekes, Rabbi Loza v'Rabbono, they weren't Mashgiach Bavasko, Shin Lo B'Shamayim Hi. Nevertheless, in the Machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the Paskin like Beis Hillel, Alpi the Basko. Why? Because there, the rabbis were the Roiv. And it says, Achrei Rabim Lehatot. Mashen came B'Machlekes Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel was a Roiv. Ela de Mesafkalon, Delmuka Beis Shammai, משום דמחדד יתפי. In the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel was the Roiv. When it comes to the Machlokes between the Rabban and Rebbe Lazar, we paskin like that, we say Lo B'Shamayim, even though the Baskol is going like Rebbe Lazar, because the rabbis were the Rov. And we say Lo B'Shamayim, but in the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel is the roif. We just have a suffix. Maybe we follow Beis Shammai because they're sharper. And in such a case, when the Paschal says to go like Beis Hillel, we go Bas Eloiv. So that's what Tosfos says. In the Machlokas Rabbi Elazar Rabbanan, we don't listen to the Paschal Lo B'Shamayimi. Because the rabbis are the Loiv, so who cares what the Paschal says to follow Rabbi Elazar? And the Machlokas Beis Sham Beis Hillel, we pass like Beis Hillel, I'll be the Paschal. Because Beis Hillel was Taka the Loiv, we just have a suffix, maybe we follow Beis Sham because they're sharper. And the Paschal comes and decides, no, we follow Beis Hillel, but it's hard to understand this Tosfos. But these Tosfos in, that a Soif Soif, Lule Abaskol, Lo Aves Nina Basel Beis Hillel. If not for the Baskol, we wouldn't have followed Beis Hillel. Why? Because it could be Alpidin, we should follow the ones who are sharper. Bishama. Ve'ech yuchra, safek zebe halacha, al yedei Baskol. How are we going to be machriya, this safek in halacha? Through a Baskol, ay Torah lo b'shamayimi. Torah is lo b'shamayim. So how are we machriya, this safek in halacha? Al yidei baskol. Torah is lo b'shamayim hi. Kesef Mishnah, Perek Tes Misodi HaTorah. Halacha Gimel asks that according to what the Rambam writes over there, that you never listen to a Navi at all when it comes to Divrei Torah. So then we have the Kashi of Tosis and Bava Kama. That we have a Tagakasha, Tosis, in Bava Metzia, and Yevamos. The Bas Kol Beis Hillel. The Rambam paskins that you never listen to a Navi when it comes to Divrei Torah. So how do you listen to the Bas Kol that says to follow Beis Hillel? Again, what was Tosis's teretz? Tosis's teretz was that you follow Beis Hillel because Beis Hillel is the Rov. You just think maybe you should follow Beis Shammah because they're sharper. So you follow Beis Hillel because they're the Rov. And then we ask the Kasha, but sof, if not for the Baskol, you wouldn't have followed Beis Hillel. So you're following Baskols, we know Loba Shemayim. And the Rambam says a klal that you don't listen to a Navi B'divrei Torah. So then we have the Kasha of Tosfos. Then we have the Kasha of Tosfos. Aye, how do you follow the Baskol of Beis Hillel? And the Rambam doesn't have the Teretz of Tosfos. Rambam doesn't write the Teretz of Tosfos. Was the Rambam going to answer the Kashya of Tosfos? So the Kesef Mishnah blives with the Tzarechiyon. On the other hand, Tosfos itself is a Tzarechiyon, like we saw. And this is discussed by Moreno HaGoyin Rav Elchanan Zetzal in the Kuntres Divrei Sofrim in Simen Hei, Ois Tes, Yud, Yud Gimel. You also have to understand, since Ein Mashgichin Bebasko, and you can't be koivea through a baskol lahaloche. So why does the baskol come out b'chlam? Don't they hold in shemayim lo b'shamayimi? What's the baskol thinking? That's a good kasha. What's the baskol thinking? Mishamayim they know lo b'shamayimi. So what's the baskol coming out for? The Shita Mekubetzis in Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Tes, asks this in the name of Rav Nissen Goyen, and he writes two terutzim. Ayin Sham. However, we can say, Shevadai Tachen Shekena Halacha. Vehachi Svira Le Bashamayim. Ela Sheinze Mechayev et Misha Alpi Dalkia Torah Shebalpe Adin Lefidai To Enoke. Vekol Shezoi Dato Yev Shalosh Shenot Adin Alpi Shamayim. Vekol Zeh Kishiyesh Halacha Al Zeh Kehalacha Shalach Rei Rabim Latot. Mashenkin she sofik, btzorch achroe, v'day efshar lachri al pi bat kol, v'dat shamayim shelo gora mikol deya acheret. Rakana li efshar lishanot hachra'a al pi shamayim. U'bat kol yatsa mishim shebat kol, havei deya lemizal batra, v'shakana lo b'chol makam shor lechet achre. So it could be that the halachas taka like the baskol, and in shamayim they hold that the halachas like the baskol. It's just not mechayiv. Somebody who alpi darkei Torah shabal peh, the din is lefi daito, not like that. So you don't change it, alpi shemaim. Shemaim is saying this is our opinion. But shemaim has the right to do that, it's a valid opinion. But there are rules in how to decide halacha. And the rule is if somebody down here says otherwise, then we follow him. And we don't take into account what it says in what they said min haShemayim. And that's only when there's a halacha down here, like achra rabba mahatos, like following the rov, mashen ken. When there's a suffix and we need a hachra, we can be machri al pi paskal. And das shemayim is no less than any other daya. Just you can't change a hachra al pi shemayim, and a paskal goes out, because a paskal is a daya that you can follow. Just you can't always follow it. And the machlokes of beisham and beis hillel, where there's a suffix, the hachra of the paskal is not against the hachra satoicha, so you can follow the paskal, and Rabbi Yeshua holds, ain mashkichim klal bebaskol, like a baskol is nothing. We see in Yevamos and Dafi Dalet Amud Aleph and Tosfos be baskol Rebbe. And on that, Rabbi Nissen Gaon asks a good question. So if a baskol is mamish nothing, then why does the baskol b'chal go out? And he answers what he answers. But halacha, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yoshua. So there is room for a baskol. Even though Torah is lo b'shamayim. Because it could be machri. If we have a suffix, it could be machri, and it's mefurish like that in the Rambam. In the Perush HaMishnayis, the Rambam says, "Shanavi kishi yizbol svare, v'yizbol kumo kei mishenu navi svare, v'yomer anavi kadosh bochu amar ilai ki svarati amet, v'osish ma'ilov, ak elef nevim kulam keliyo v'elish yisvul m'svara achas, v'ocham v'ocham m'sovrim, hefech ha'svara hayachi rabi mahatz, v'lachi k'divrei elef chacham v'chacham." So what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says that a Navi, when he has a Svara, and somebody who doesn't have a Navi has a Svara, and the Navi says, Hashem said to me, my Svara is embassy, I don't listen to him. We have 1,000 Nevi'im like Eliyahu and Elisha, they have one Svara. And 1,001 Chachamim hold the Hefech, you hold Achor Rabbi Mahatos. In other words, we see that there is a Hachalah, but not negative Halacha when it's not against the Rav. Otherwise, the Achor of a Navi is no less than the Achor of a Chacham. That the Rambam says, in Halacha Dal, Rechiv Misa B'Navi, who says Halacha, even though, like we said, you can be Machri Al Pi Navi, you can decide Al Pi Navi, that's when he says it was given to him a Nevuah that they should do Kach V'Kach. Like other Nevuahs, that's a Nevuah Sheker. Because Das Shemaim isn't Machayiv in Mitzvahs. Das Chacham, Das Shemaim can tell us what, can tell us its opinion. But it doesn't tell us we have to act a certain way. So it can't be that a Nevuah was told to do a certain way. And that's what it says in the Sefer Avodas HaMelech. To be Megalad in Mishamayim or for a Baskol, it's a tzad, it's a daya. It's an opinion, it's a valid opinion like any other valid opinion. It's just not Mechayiv Mitzad Shamayim. And therefore, the Teretz of Tosis works also according to the Rambam. And the case of Mishnah's Kash is not sure because the Rambam is talking about a Nevuah Mechayevis. The Rambam says you can't have a Nevuah that's Mechayiv. You don't listen to a Navi in Divrei Torah when he tells you you have to do it. That has nothing to do with a baskol. A baskol you can listen to, it's an opinion. As long as it's not against the Yud Gimel Mitzvos and Darkei HaChochma. As ma shelamadnu achshav, ze hatchalat ha-yisod, hatchalat ha-binyan shel ha-mahalach shelanu, ve-letamtzet et ha-dvarim, that we don't listen to a Navi who says you have to act a certain way. However, if Alpi Navur, Alpi Baskal, we have an opinion, it's a valid opinion. So it's not more valid than the rule of Achor Rav Mahatos and other such rules. But if we're in doubt, then it can tip the scales. It's an opinion like any other opinion. So we're in doubt, should we follow Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel? Baskal can tell us to follow Beis Hillel. Only according to Rabbi Yeshua, he disregard the baskol, and that we have the kasha and what the baskol coming out for. But for us, we accept the baskol. So b'siyata d'shmaya b'ilzot Hashem darkeinu, anachnu namshich b'shiur haba, pa'am haba, ve'anachnu nireh hemshech niflot m'torat Hashem yitbarach, v'ani modeh lechem me'od, she'ezantem. Shalom, shalom, ahuvah yidida, m'rev, m'rev.